If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. November 22nd, 1963. I'm old enough to remember I was in high school and we were at a football rally. I was a 10th grader on the varsity football team. I felt very good sitting in front of the whole high school, Lower Merion High School, outside of Philadelphia. And then the principal of the school came to the microphone in the middle of the cheering. Things got very quiet. And I don't remember the sequence, but that was it. We were told the president was dead. It's a long time ago, but it comes back just like that. I welcome my dear friend Paul Gregory of the Hoover Institution, who is the author of the book, The Oswalds, An Untold Account of Marina and Lee Harvey Oswald, because Paul was there that day and before, because Paul was befriending the Oswalds as they lived hand to mouth during the time they came back from the Soviet Union. This is the story of Texas, the story of Fort Worth, the story of Dallas, and the story of motive, missing motive, and Paul has done us the favor of comparing and contrasting to what we know about the young shooter Crooks, now deceased, in the attempt to assassinate former President Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. Paul, a very good evening to you. It had not occurred to me till I read your essay at Defining Ideas that we can learn from these two men, young men, very young men, and what we know is incomplete. It's never been adequate. But you emphasize that almost immediately, in fact, immediately after the revelation of the death of the president and the question of who did it, Lee Harvey Oswald was a source of speculation because the assumption was he couldn't have done it. He's a nobody. This was the president of the United States. Crooks, as his name emerged, it was very difficult to imagine someone 20 years old borrowing his father's weapon and walking through an enormous crowd could take a shot that came within, well, it was right on target, except for fate, a former president of the United States. What did you learn in putting these two next to each other, Paul? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It's still very confusing in my own mind, and I must warn everybody that usually what we think we know at the early phases of an investigation turn out not to be correct. So we really need to know more from Crooks's iPhone, from his friends, et cetera, et cetera. But what is very clear to me is that there is a similarity, gross similarity, between the two assassins, so one a would-be assassin, the other a successful, if you want to use the term, assassin. And that is, they were both losers. They were both loners. They were incapable of organizing a conspiracy or being a part of it or being approached to become a part of a conspiracy. So there are similarities, but there are also striking differences. As far as I could see from my own personal observations and recollections, is the fact that Lee Harvey Oswald was like a pressure cooker where the pressure is increasing, and then it explodes. So he was really, his entire adult life was really aimed at something like assassinating a president. Crooks, and the reason for this was the fact that he was a Marxist, was very proud of his achievements, thought he was not appreciated by the world, which should make his historic diary a bestseller. So he did have his reasons for thinking of an assassination, and the more important the topic, the more important his task. Crooks, I size up quite differently. 20 years old, a high school graduate, working in an old folks' home, didn't seem to have a lot of friends, et cetera, et cetera. If I say that Lee Harvey Oswald had programmed himself over his lifetime to do something spectacular, Crooks, in my view, had this event in Butler Nick not happen, Crooks would have probably become a school shooter, unfortunately, or he would have shot up a music festival. So that was sort of the limit of his ambition. And the fact that he was presented with this gift of a president coming basically to his own hometown. No, that's just fate. You have to wonder about these things.
Yes, it was also said of Lee Harvey Oswald. So I agree that there are divergences between the two of them. And we're not looking to compare and contrast too far here. But there is something in your essay that immediately stopped me from thinking that there was nothing. And that is what happened after the event, after both men were dead, which is the presumption across America that they couldn't be the only shooter, that there had to be more than this, that there had to be, well, what we call a conspiracy. With Lee Harvey Oswald, in your essay, you make it very clear that, how many years is it, Paul? It's
62 years.
Only how much of America still believes that there was something more than Oswald?
2/3.
So what we don't know, we're at the beginning stages of Crooks, but it would be easy to assume that nobody's going to accept that a virtual child with a rifle from his father and a ladder could walk through a huge crowd, climb on a roof, seen by everybody, and take the shot. It is hard to believe, Paul, and yet that's the equivalent of what we had to believe about Lee Harvey Oswald in 1962, 63.
Yeah. Well, I think conspiracies are born when people see something that's that they think is obviously not correct. And the fact that these are two loners, undistinguished in any real way, that they pull this off, what I call that little men don't change history. And so Lee Harvey Oswald, as a little man, did indeed change history, in which ways we really can't tell what would have happened in Vietnam, et cetera, et cetera. It's a little early on Crooks. Crooks was a failed assassin, and therefore the import of what he did was slightly less. So I have no trouble ruling out in my own mind the fact, the assertion that Oswald was part of a conspiracy. That I did not believe from within 10 hours of the actual assassination. So I have great difficulty with conspiracy theories with respect to Oswald, because I think they're easily ruled out. When we turn to Crooks, I really can't conjure up a conspiracy. Now, who's going to conspire with this 20-year-old kid who actually was good in math and English, but that's about all that one can say of him. He he does seem to be someone who could think ahead, because we now know, at least I believe we know, that he had been sort of working on this for about a year, the acquisition of explosives, interest in guns, et cetera, et cetera. But John, I would challenge you to come up with a conspiracy with respect to Crooks.
Yeah. Can't do it. It's time, Paul, for us to tell the story of you and the Oswalds. This is Paul Gregory. He's the author of the book, The Oswalds, a story of his friendship of Lee and Marina in the early 1960s in Texas. When we come back, I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, R-I-T-E-R-U-G.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.